Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Louie and Bella with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, the Queensland branch of the Australian Medical Association is questioning the state government investment in nurse-led clinics. $46 million has been allocated for four clinics, with the first to be opened in Brisbane CBD in September. Health Minister Shannon Fentiman says the clinics were focused on providing trauma-informed services as well as primary care. AMA Queensland President Dr. Nick Yim questioned the need for a CBD service when regional Queensland is struggling for healthcare services. Dr. Yim also raised the costs, comparing the clinics to a similar program in the ACT, which cost nearly $200 per patient.
Commuters on Brisbane Translink Network may have to wait until mid-2025 to tap onto all services using a credit card, after bus rollout delays caused by the inclusion of emerging payment systems and software issues. According to Brisbane City Council Transport Chair Ryan Murphy, while the hardware rollout of the new system is mostly complete, the software cannot yet tell the difference between concession, child or adult fares. Translink has confirmed that the quote, technical complexities exist, stating that the wireless nature of buses have caused additional issues that were not present with fixed train and tram service systems. The council, who does not manage the project but operates the Brisbane bus network, now expects rollout to complete by mid-2025. The project was supposed to be completed by late last year.
In national news, the Australian government has more than doubled the cost of student visa fees for international students, sparking outrage among student representatives. Among with many other price hikes which began on July 1st, the international student visa fee increased from $710 to $1,600. Representatives argue that the increased costs will drive potential students to pursue their education in other countries and will increase strain on international students. The federal government has stated that this increase will fund numerous educational initiatives.
New data has revealed that more than 2 million additional bulk bill GP visits have occurred since the federal government tripled the bulk billing incentive earlier this year. Federal Health Minister Mark Butler has claimed that the tripling of the bulk bill initiative is a, quote, game changer for doctors and patients who access close to an additional million free visits to GPs across the country in May. 79% of visits to GPs are now bulk billed, 3.4% higher than before the new initiatives came into effect. Butler claims this figure is expected to increase.
In international news, the United States Supreme Court has ruled that former presidents are entitled to some degree of, quote, immunity from criminal prosecution, gutting attempts to prosecute Donald Trump for alleged election subversion before the November election. The court's conservative majority ruled that presidents, while acting in their official capacity, were absolutely immune to prosecution, while unofficial conduct may still be pursued. The ruling was made in relation to a case brought by former President Donald Trump, who is facing criminal prosecution for spreading false claims of election fraud, attempting to recruit fake electors, and pressuring U.S. Justice Department officials to open unjustified investigations into the election, among other accusations. The case has been handed back to the district court, who will now decide if Trump was acting in his official capacity when committing election fraud.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a very high chance of rain, easing to showers during the afternoon. It's currently 13 degrees with an expected maximum of 17. The UV index is projected to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8am. We will be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website 4ZZZ.org/news.